Welcome into the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat. It's time for Week 8 conversation with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. The weekly Cobra Locker Room Chats presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, as well as Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and also the Farmer State Bank of Holton. Jake Spaulding with you, and I'm talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras. And coach, congratulations on yet another win. Your season remains perfect, 7-0, a 74-0 win on senior night at home against Valley Falls. As you've had a chance to look back at that game, another game that really had a great hot start for your team. But what did you take away from last Friday night's game?
The biggest positive for us is we were able to score in all three phases of the game. Drake was able to get another punt return, and we were able to get not really a punt block, but they snapped it over the punter's head and he landed on it about the 8-yard line. So we had a lot of short fields. I thought our offense executed pretty well at the beginning of the game there into the second quarter, and credit to Valley Falls, they ran a lot of different stuff on defense. We didn't really know where they were coming from. They had a lot of backers moving, a lot of defensive linemen moving, so credit to them. But we were able to just use our fundamentals and get to the outside, and when they changed up their defense a little bit, we were able to run inside a little bit more. But just with our offensive line and our offensive play calling, with Coach Plattner calling the plays, we were great again. We were very, very flexible with who ran the ball. Drake led us in carries with 4, and our next highest guy was with 3 with Titus Eisenbars. And, the yards aren't very much, but we were able to get our several backs a lot of carries. Colby Balhae came in, our JV quarterback, and he had 5 carries there in the second half. And the biggest thing for us and the enjoyable thing for us during the course of that game is we were able to use our Waffle House backfield, as we called it, where we got all of our senior offensive linemen in there, and they were able to get some carries. And Dylan Childs had his first career touchdown, and Max Watkins had his first career touchdown there in their careers. And we were able to get Cash Robinson. We were able to get Daniel Hunt some carries as well. So whenever you can do that on a senior night, it feels pretty good.
Now, tell me more about that. We're not going to just let that slide, Coach. The Waffle House backfield. You got to tell me where that name came from and where all this kind of transpired from.
We were talking about it at the beginning of practice, and we had this idea going into the week that, if the opportunity presented itself, we were going to get some of the seniors the carries there on senior night. And we were just talking through as a coaching staff what we were going to call it, and some of the kids overheard it, and they were just like, let's just call it Waffle House. We all like waffles. So the name just kind of stuck, and they went with it, and they had a great time. We executed it well in practice, and we decided to bring it out there on Friday night, and the kids were able to execute it on Friday night and get a couple touchdowns, so that's always good to see.
I mean, who doesn't like Waffle House? I mean, who doesn't like waffles? So, I love it. That's a great job, Coach. Great
exactly.
job. So now on the season, Coach, you're averaging 57 points a game, allowing just 2 points per game. And when you look at the season as it's taken itself now 7 full weeks, we're entering Week 8. This is a district title, and we'll talk about the matchup against Jefferson County North in the next segment. But as you've gotten your team to this point of the season, and you've got the number 2 ranking now on K-Prep's ranking in Class 1A. What is it about this team to keep their heads focused on what's right in front of them?
They just know what the season-ending goals are, and they know what they have to do to reach those goals. And we've really attacked every practice with a good mindset. We started out practice this week by pushing the sled, 600, 700 yards a pop. So then we go into our defense, and we're able to, talk over our defense and talk over what they like to do while the kids are tired. Because, for us, we haven't really played into a second half, even a fourth quarter through the course of the year. So we really, really have to get into them during practice and try to make practice as harder than a game. And hopefully on Friday nights, the game will come easy to them. But, this group has really been grounded, and you can see that by their maturity. And it's always good to have a mature football team, because they know exactly what needs to be done each and every practice and what mindset you need to be at every other practice or every practice. And hopefully that is, trickling down to our sophomores and freshmen so they can get that work ethic into them. But it's been a great ride so far, and hopefully we can just continue it.
Jackson Heights, again, currently ranked number 2 on the K-Preps ranking. Not ranked in the coaches' poll, though, in Class 1A. They are sitting atop of District number 3 and a district title on the line this Friday as they hit the road and head to Jefferson County North High School to take on the Chargers this Friday. We'll talk about that with Coach Wick after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking Jackson Heights football in the Cobra Locker Room Chat, proudly presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Community Healthcare System, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop and the Farmers State Bank. Talking with Coach Caleb Wick, and Coach, heading into this week, it's a district title on the line for your squad, a perfect 7-0 mark coming into this contest against the JCN Chargers. And as you look at the district standings and seeing where everybody's at, you are a perfect 4-0. McLeod, who you have the head-to-head tiebreak over, is 3-1, tied with JCN at 3-1 as well. And so you win this game on Friday. You are district champions. You will be the one seed in the playoffs as well for all intents and purposes for the 1A postseason as well. So tell me the gravity of this game on Friday night.
You know, it's a huge game. You know, like you said, it's for a district championship, and it's a league game as well. And you can just tell by just watching JCN on the film that they were a young team to start out the year, and, you know, with young teams, they progressively get better quicker during the course of the year, and you can tell by each and every game they've gotten better and better each and every game, and they're kind of hitting their stride right now. And I know Coach Snyder and their staff, they're doing an unbelievable job. You know, they did an unbelievable job last year with the run they had to the state finals. And, you know, if you tell me or ask me and probably every other coach in Northeast Kansas, if there wasn't 6 inches of snow on the ground there at the state title game against Conway Springs, I think they will, you know, they have a chance to win that football game. And, you know, the speed that they had last year is unmatched. And this year they bring back a lot of speed as well, and it starts with their quarterback, Will Elias. He's a great athlete, and they like to really get him in space and let him, you know, make a play passing or running the ball. And they got some weapons on the outside. Their offensive line is awful young, but gosh dang, they get off the ball, and they really do the fundamentals properly, and they do the fundamentals right. And whenever you're talking about us and JCN, there's a little bit of a rivalry there, and you know, the kids know each other, and you know, volleyball, they've gotten us the past couple years, and football, really, there, they've got us the past couple years. And I know our kids remember the 8-7 game here and the 36-0 game there their freshman year. So, you know, we'll be ready to play, but I know they'll be ready to play too on senior night. It should be a great atmosphere and a great game.
Yeah, last time that Jackson Heights defeated JCN, as you referenced, was in 2019, a few years ago. So tell me about this JCN Charger team. You talked a little bit about the progression that you've seen from them from week one until now. This is a team that Coach Snyder's been there for a little while. You've gotten to know him fairly well over the year. I think excitement is a good word to use for not just both teams, but it's the area game of the week for us as well on 103.9 coming into this contest. And so just tell me more, if you can, about what you're seeing from JCN and how you guys are going to have to accommodate things to be successful.
You know, the biggest thing that they have that we haven't had is they've been battle tested. You know, there in that Onega game, they were down and they had to make a drive with 3 minutes, 4 minutes left, and they go down and make a great drive and score with a minute and a half, a minute 50 left. So they've been in those tight games. They've been able to face adversity and, you know, especially in that Onega game, face adversity and then drive all the way down the field and score. And, you know, Onega even, you know, had some couple big old pass plays to get inside their territory, but they were able to hold out and finish the game. And I'm just really impressed, like I said, with the way they've progressed during the course of the year. And they have a lot of good athletes, a lot of young athletes, and then they have a big tight end that will go down the middle of the field, and he can get up and make a play. And they can run the ball, they can pass the ball, and it's probably going to be our biggest test up to this date. So hopefully we can just come in there and work on our fundamentals and come out of there with a victory.
All right, Coach. And again, a big-time matchup this Friday at JCN. That will be on 103.9 KNZA as well as the Cobra Channel. You can watch it free and stream it online at mscsports.net. Coach, good luck this week. You got a lot going for you this week. And as always, it's been a pleasure doing these shows with you. And we'll talk to you next week. Good health to you this week, okay?
All right, Jake, and thank you guys, MSC Sports, for everything you do for this community in Northeast Kansas. It's a privilege to have you guys, you know, follow all the area teams and do great coverage. So we thank you guys very much.
I appreciate the kind words. Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room Chat presented by Farm Bureau Financial and Holton with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and the Farmers State Bank.